This is called History Lessons. Sorry. It's my grandma. Annie Lou, that's my mother, your great-grandmother. She died when I was 13. My father was Booker T. Rayner. I didn't see him but a few times when I was growing up. I lived with my granny, your great-grandmother. Her name was Daisy May. Granny was a little woman. She always had the hardest time finding shoes. Used to have a cousin with hair like yours, maybe a little better. She always wanted me to press her hair, but she didn't need it. I ran the hot comb through it anyway just to make her feel better. Had this boy cousin that used to come and pick with us. Depending on the season, we picked cotton or strawberries. We didn't like him coming with us, so we told him there was a man on the train that liked to snatch little boys if they were caught with a group of girls. He would duck anytime he saw a train. One day, I got home from school, and my mother didn't answer the door, so I walked to Granny's house. I wasn't supposed to walk to Granny's house by myself because it was far away, but I did anyway. On the way, I picked up sticks to bring to Granny. When I got to Granny's house, she was surprised to see me. I showed her the sticks I had picked up for her, and she said, "Thank you," but she was worried. When my mother got there, she wanted to spank me, but my granny said, "Oh, no, you won't spank my baby. You should have been there to open that door." Granny told me that I couldn't leave Mount Olive until I turned 21 or got married. So 2 weeks after my 20th birthday, your grandfather and I married in South Carolina. 2 weeks later, we moved to New Haven. I'll end the call to tell me that you were born. When Uncle Mike got home, I told him to take me to the hospital, and he said, "You won't get in." I told him, "Just take me to the hospital, and I would get in." He dropped me off at the back door, and I snuck up on the elevator. Aunt Linda told me which elevator to get on, and I ran up, so I went right up. When I saw you, the first thing I said was, "Little Wayne." We used to call the train the shoe fly. We used to say, "I'm going to take the shoe fly out of here." The uncle of my cousin was a porter. He became a porter after he killed a man in a church. When you asked his son where his daddy was, he would say, "He killed a man and jumped the fence." After your Uncle Bobby enlisted in the Marines, a woman asked if I was proud of him for enlisting. I told her I was proud of him as a son, but I wasn't proud that he enlisted. I didn't want him to join, but he already had. After we moved to New Haven, we roomed with this woman who had lots of animals. She would ask if I wanted to eat, but I wouldn't take her food because all the animals climbing over everything. Every Friday, I would get on the bus with groceries. The buses were still privately owned then, so the driver would drive up to the door, and he would wait for the kids to come and get the groceries. I called the house looking for your grandfather, and your Uncle Willie answered. I said, "Willie, is that you? What are you doing home?" He said, "I left the base in North Carolina, and I'm not going back." One day, I left my purse on the bus, and I told one of the kids to run and catch the bus and get my purse. The driver came back and waited while I counted my money and made sure everything was still there. You used to have these underwear that said, "Here comes trouble." You would run in and say, "Hey, Grandma, this comes trouble," with your little behind in the air. I saved those underwear to show you when you got older, but the pipes burst and ruined them. Your cousin Karen came to stay the night with me. I looked in at her and noticed these red marks all over her face. I thought, "Oh God, don't tell me that child cut herself while I wasn't looking." I got closer and realized it was lipstick. She'd gotten into your Aunt Linda's makeup while I wasn't looking. Every Friday, I would come home and cook my dinner, and then me and Aunt Linda would head to West Haven to pick up Zalema. We would take her out, or she would come out and spend the weekend with us. This man in my hometown was dating this white woman. I don't know if she accused him of rape or if people just said it was rape because of the color difference, but the cops went to the man's mother's house to get him. She stepped out onto the porch and told them that she would shoot them. She said, "Don't believe me? I'll shoot, just step forward and find out." They didn't step forward, and the man left town. The only time he came back was for his mother's funeral. He had to leave quick, so they didn't see him. Thank you.